96.7 WCEI with today's hits and yesterday's favorites. And Jim Bass is hanging out with me. He is the Emergency Management Coordinator in Talbot County. Hey there, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Matt. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yes, thank you for visiting. And we have some important stuff to talk about. We are kicking off today, actually, first day of September. It's National Preparedness Month, meaning I guess we want to be prepared for any. We've seen what's happened in Texas this week. So, I mean, we need to be ready for this, for that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. You know, this is timely. The situation down in Texas, obviously, is terrible.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good wake-up call for all of us that we need to do a little bit today to be ready for emergencies tomorrow, regardless of what the situation might be.
Definitely. Had that been in our area, it would have been just like it is there, devastating.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
All that water.
There would have been catastrophic flooding and lots of evacuations and stuff like that.
Talk to us about what is National Preparedness Month and what's going on.
So National Preparedness Month is every September each year. This year's theme is disasters don't plan ahead, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal of National Preparedness Month, of course, is to increase the overall number of individuals, families, and communities that engage in preparedness actions at home, work, business, school, and places of worship. So they break it down by each week. There's a different theme. So week one, the theme is make a plan for yourself, your family, and friends. We want folks to come up with an emergency plan, sign up for Talbot County Citizen Alerts at our DES Facebook page or our website, and check your insurance coverage. The second week is plan to help your neighbor and community. So we want you to learn skills to help yourself and others in times of emergency, mm-hmm. such as sign up for our CERT training class. We want you to check on your neighbors, particularly older neighbors and those with special needs. The third week, we want you to practice and build out your emergency plans. So do a disaster drill at home or at work. Stock up on emergency supplies. And then the last week of September, we want you to get involved and be part of something larger. So, again, sign up for special events. Go out and volunteer. Get your school, work, or your faith-based institution involved in emergency preparedness.
Absolutely. Good stuff there. I always think about how, I don't want to say addicted, but how latched we are to our cell phones and that Wi-Fi and that self-service. And these days we're just texting about where we are, and I'll meet you here and there. In the likelihood of a disaster like that, are you going to be able to just, you know, text your wife and say, I'll meet you at Wawa or something like that? I mean, in a flood, in a situation, I just imagine, like, that stuff's going to go away. And if you don't have a plan, like, if we can't get home, for example, If we can't go home because of whatever the disaster is, we need to have a plan of where we're going to meet in the event that we can't be calling and texting each other.
Exactly.
People are, I think sometimes they just ignore that, you know?
Yeah. We get so.
Take it for granted.
Exactly. We get set in our old ways, and we get used to having the smartphones and everything else to help
right.
us out.
Remember back in the day when we didn't have cell phones and you kind of just had to. Well, wait for somebody.
Yeah.
You didn't know where they were if they weren't answering their home phone, and you didn't have all these phones in our pockets.
Yeah. We need to get back to that mindset a little bit of being a little bit more proactive. Absolutely. Yeah.
It could be an attack that takes – I mean, I don't like – it could be an attack that takes out that stuff. It could be a natural disaster or whatever. But you have to think that at some point we're going to have to confront that, I would think. So that's what you're saying. Plan for this kind of stuff. Have a plan, and I think that is some serious stuff that families need to think about with teenage kids and that kind of stuff, and everybody being completely reliant on the cell phones.
Yeah, it's not just yourself. You know, it's important to plan for yourself, but for your family and for the entire community as well.
Absolutely.
We'll be putting social media posts up on Facebook and Twitter throughout the month, and extra information up on our website as well. So you can find a bunch more information there. I know we've got just a limited amount of time here.
Absolutely. So in addition to National Preparedness Month, which is going on all month long, we are in the midst, obviously, of hurricane season. Talk to us about what else we expect this hurricane season.
Sure. So we're right at halfway through hurricane season right now. Hurricane season runs June 1 through November 30. So we're just at halfway. To date, we have had 9 tropical storms, 4 hurricanes, and two major hurricanes, which are Category 3 or greater. Seems like every time the National Hurricane Center comes out and does a revised seasonal forecast for hurricane season, the numbers keep going up a little bit more. Can't say that necessarily means any one thing or the other for our area, but we definitely need to be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
As far as emergency management goes, we're in close contact with the Maryland Emergency Management Agency, as well as the National Weather Service on a routine basis. So I know that we're getting good information coming in, and we try to relay that to the public. So we need everybody out there to be paying attention to the watches and the warnings that get issued in order to stay safe.
So I think when they first started talking about the hurricane season forecast, the way they phrased it was going to be, it might be a little higher, a little more active than normal.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, hey, we're pretty sure that it's going to be a little more active than normal. So it's kind of too hard to tell specifically what could happen. But, you know, we could still have something come our way this hurricane season.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you certainly don't need to tell the people in Texas this. But it doesn't take a very active hurricane season for one to hit you and be a very memorable hurricane season.
Absolutely
so,
right.
Pays to be prepared.
So keep attuned to the various information sources that we have. Hurricane season goes through when?
The end of November.
Okay.
And, you know, the most active part of the hurricane season for us tends to be late summer and early fall. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of stuff in October, you know, mid-October, late October. So we could still see some interesting stuff depending on how the weather goes.
All right. So we'll keep watching, keep listening. What other information you want to share with us this morning? I know you did a Facebook post yesterday kind of asking people to what kind of information are you guys looking for?
Yeah, yeah. So I think that two things that we want to highlight real quick. First is sheltering throughout the county. Talbot County does very, very well with emergency sheltering. We have great partnerships with the Department of Social Services, public schools, American Red Cross, and a number of other organizations. They really team together to make sure that people are looked after, including pets, mm-hmm. pet-friendly shelters here in Talbot County. So don't leave your four-legged friends behind. We have multiple locations that could be activated as shelters, but it's so situationally dependent. We don't want people to show up before we make the announcement. So, again, pay attention, sign up for Talbot County Citizen Alerts, mm-hmm. Like us on Facebook, and make sure you stay tuned. The other thing I wanted to hit on real quick is evacuation. You know, should it get really ugly outside and we have to evacuate people, generally we want to send folks north to the Delaware area and west over the Chesapeake Bay. Timing is critical. We want everybody out of harm's way before the hazardous winds and rains get here. So, again, make sure to pay attention to the watches and the warnings and evacuate when we issue those. Issue those warnings. Yeah,
absolutely. Anything on the radar right now as you look at storms that are brewing and stuff like that?
Yeah, we've got our eyes on Hurricane Irma, likely to make an impact in the Caribbean over the next couple of days. It has intensified very rapidly over the last couple of days, and we think that pretty soon it's going to start heading that way. Too early right now to say whether or not there's going to be some sort of impact to the Gulf Coast or to the Atlantic Coast here stateside, but we've certainly got our eyes peeled, and we're going to monitor that throughout the weekend.
Sounds good. We appreciate all the work you're doing and keeping us updated on everything. Did we cover all of your information this morning?
I think so. Just one last time, you know, like us on Facebook, go to our website.
What's Talbot. What is the page?
Facebook page is facebook.com/TalbotDES mm-hmm. for Department of Emergency Services. And our website is talbotdes.org. Lots of hurricane information, preparedness information. Go check us out.
Absolutely. You guys do a great job of keeping us updated, and thank you for being here today.
Thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate it.
You got it. Jim Bass, the Emergency Management Coordinator for Talbot County here on The Morning Rush. It's 8:51. Good morning.